I know.
It's called Order of the Gates County Board of Equalization here, 8:30, November 12th, Wednesday, 2014. Open meeting access posted on the wall behind the media table. Attendance by observation. Jurgens, Hill, Dorn, Bauman, Lytle, Byer, Setzer. Next on the agenda is to approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
By Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Any discussion? Seeing none, vote. Dorn abstains.
Nope.
7-0 to approve. Next is to approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting.
So move.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Setzer. Any discussion? Seeing none, vote. 7-0 to approve. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Those two talking. Okay. Any equalization, guys? Move on. If somebody comes in and wants to comment, we will go back. Next, need a motion to open up a public hearing to approve or disapprove a tax exemption on a vehicle owned by a qualifying nonprofit organization. In this case, it's Mosaic. A motion to open up a public hearing.
So moved.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
By Lytle. We are in a public hearing. Oh, we need a vote. Sorry. 7-0. Okay, now we're in a public hearing. This is looks like a 2000 Lexus four-door sedan. 14 years old. Just broke in. Something I would drive.
I'm glad it broke in.
Yeah, just broke in.
Go and buy new ones.
Yeah, gosh. So I mean, it looks like the vehicle fee is $7, and if Lori's here. Lori's signature's on it. Any questions? Okay, need a motion to close the public hearing?
So moved.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion? Vote. 7-0 to close. Need a motion to approve or disapprove of a tax exemption on a vehicle owned by Mosaic.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Dorn.
Second.
Seconded by Hill. Any further discussion? Seeing none, vote. 7-0 to approve.
Can I have a new car?
If it's a 14-year-old 2000 Lexus, I'm sure we could help you.
Just some questions, and I guess I need to talk to you, too. The vehicle we got from you the other day or whatever is now leaking some pink fluid. Would you have any idea?
The transmission.
So that's...
That's what every used car salesman says.
Yeah.
Fine for us.
He put sawdust in the transmission.
I guess I want to know how far we go with, you know, the other truck is, you know, pretty much shot. This one has it, you know, it's got the crack on the side because I think that maybe a deer hit it. So, and now it's leaking. I know it's going to need tires. At what point do we...
What car I'm was it? What'd you get? What was it?
That nitro. I do love nitro.
Hmm.
I got
117
or 18.
130, something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
We had to.
They're satisfied.
They really stripped it down. And I mean, there were some things missing inside. So.
Leave the steering wheel.
The rearview mirror.
The rearview mirror.
Steering wheel there.
Yeah, that's there. Just wanted to know what I don't know, because I'm not a car person. Dan took it down to the shop to have it looked at, you know. I don't know how. I know it's going to need tires, and I think it'd be a great vehicle if we know there's nothing, you know.
I wouldn't put tires on it until you find out if it needs a transmission.
Is that what it would be? The pink
most likely.
I know that's the color it was.
Yeah, it could be a number of things with pink fluid.
Could be antifreeze.
You might.
Could be just a leaking line or something too. Probably minor, I would say.
Yeah, you don't know. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if the tires. Do you think the tires would last us for a little while, so we could at least drive it around and see how it works?
Isn't there somebody we can take it to do an examination of the vehicle and look at those things and say, you will need this, 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 and this, or we can do
that? Well, I know Dan just took it down to the highway department. So I don't know whether, you know, we want to go further with it. I guess I'm just asking for, you know, at what point do we keep putting money? Because I know at one point we had another vehicle that we put a transmission in and, you know.
I guess we need to know what it needs.
Yeah.
Before we make that decision. If it doesn't need anything, then.
Well, it definitely needs something because it's leaking, so we know that. I mean, we definitely need to do something with it.
And it's at the shop now?
Yeah, I took it down last week. So they're looking at it and see what's going on with it.
Okay, I guess we need to have a report back on the vehicle and what kind of shape it's in before we make decisions. That's my personal opinion. But
I guess we'll see where that what that point is because I really don't want to buy a set of tires until I know the vehicle's in pretty good shape. And I'm not saying it was, you know, it's not. But you never know when you get that many miles on it.
It's worth anything. You would have kept it.
I know, and I mean, those vehicles, you know, you're in country roads and you're driving, and I'm not, you know, I just, at what point do we, you know, that's where I'm at with it. So I guess we'll see what's going on with it, and I'll report back and then see what the next best thing to do is. I'm by no means a mechanic, so, but when it's leaking something, I know there's something. And I think the other day when you showed it, well, it was a month or so ago, your deputy was still driving it, everything, and everything was fine.
I broke back, and one pump was fine, so. Like Trey said, it might just be minor in there.
Hopefully it won't.
Use our salesman when we retire. Yeah.
Okay. We'll just see what's trying to figure out what, you know, where I go with the tires and stuff.
It was just fine. Why'd we get a new vehicle?
It wasn't that fine.
That's good enough for Patty.
For us, that little vehicle we wanted to save a little money on, and we just didn't pan out. So.
I just heard it's okay. It's good. It's fine. It's okay. Yeah.
Well, and Dan stays around here in town and has a cell phone. So, I mean, he's not going to drive it like, no offense, kind of like your guys do, but. I just don't want to nickel and dime it, you know, to where
I got. See, we at this point, we know it leaks. So get someone to find out what that leak is. It might be something minor. It might be a seal. It might be a big deal, but at this point, we don't know.
Just making you aware, so, in case.
Good.
Have any other questions? We're just waiting to bill and do some tax things, so. December. Pretty much around the corner, so.
Recent land sales?
$5,800 an acre.
How much?
$5,800.
That's a cheap one. What was the other
one? For dry. That's got grass on it, too. What
was that irrigated one that just went?
What day?
Saturday?
Last week it went.
Friday.
I haven't heard of
it. $10,600. Yeah. I don't know.
We still have two or three more auctions, don't we, that are coming up at the end of November?
None of those will go on this year's tax. We stop September 30th, so that's a good thing.
But it stretches it out another year.
Yeah, and what happens is you're looking at the first year, second year, and third year. The first year is like at 65%, which is fairly decent because we have to be at 69. Second year goes clear down into the 50s, which is what selling price versus our assessed value. So then the third year gets worse. So,
what kind of reaction are you getting from the public at this point?
Well, right now they don't know what kind of increases we're really looking at, which, you know, that's one thing I've even got in my head to have some town hall meetings later on to try to explain. I mean, they know the situation, but every time I think I'm getting it up to where it's high enough, I mean, right now it's looking like a 30% increase. And that doesn't mean across the board on everything. That means maybe on irrigated, you know, top, dry, like class ones, class twos. But at some point, these people, I don't know what the price is. That's, you know, that's another issue. Cash rents, I've been told, or, you know, people might be bringing those down, whether that's.
First time we had a irrigated land sale in Gage County here that went over 10,000. I remember visiting with you and said that, well, that could be called an I think you used the word outlier, and maybe you didn't need to use that, but I guess my question is, you know, now we're getting more of those, and then when
so
one happens like this, now...
They're no longer outliers.
So next year, it wouldn't be called an outlier, so it would be used in the equation or whatever you want to call it.
And really, they're not... I mean, there's too many of them happening now.
Yeah.
You know, when you only had one sale doesn't make a market, so that kind of sets out here, and when you're looking for a median range of value, but... You know,
it's starting to become more common. They aren't outliers, but it's almost everything. You see what's happening.
And, you know, nobody has the crystal ball to see what's going to happen. You know, I know personal property's increased, you know, but when things start, like you said, start trending downward, if they do, you know, I don't know. I think most of the farmers have been, like I said, good and they understand it. But I keep thinking, you know, now isn't the price of corn down? Quite a bit.
Oh, compared to the last 2 years, years ago, you know, we was $8. Last year, we was five something probably. And now this year, we're, well, we got down to three, but it's coming back up now.
A little over
corn
three.
And beans really both are. They're working their way back up. So compared to 2 years ago, yes, we're down.
So that has an impact when I'm going to put a lot more value on your property again. So, but that's the way everything works at the, you know, the way that the law's set up. So. And like I said, we're still working on things, and we have been driving out. Nat and the girls been going out because what's very, very important is when I have a questionnaire or something that we need to know if we have everything classed correctly. You know, has land been broken up? Is it irrigated? You know, we can't get that information from FSA, so we definitely want to know by hopefully looking, we can see. You know, yeah, it looks like we have enough dry on this parcel. We have enough, you know, grass. And that way, because if my information isn't correct over the years, like I don't have as much dry land as what they may have, then that definitely changes that ratio. Because it's market price or what it sold for compared to what I have it valued at. And that ratio has to be between 69% to 75%.
Where did it come from that we can't get some cooperation and information from FSA?
It's a privacy thing. We've tried for years. I remember when Alan Grell was on the board, he even tried to talk to him. And, you know, to me, two government agencies that can't work together to get information, but it is a privacy thing. And it's just like in Lori's office now. I can't go over and look up anything on a vehicle. I don't think that's correct, isn't it? It's a privacy thing. You know, we used to have the book with the plates and everything in it,
right.
So there's a lot of things that have changed, so.
Okay, it's a privacy thing then.
Yeah. So, we'll just keep plugging away and see where we are. Like I said, we've been driving and making sure and found some pivots along the way, so that's kind of where we're at. It's just that's the only sector that really has a lot of, you know, so. But we still got till March, and we'll see. But I'm anxious to see what the other counties are coming in out to, you know, where they're at. I mean, they should be. So I can't imagine just crossing a county line. You're going to be much different than the other counties.
Be interesting to see, too, values crossing the state line as we cross Nebraska into Kansas.
Oh, it's much different.
Yeah.
That's what's hard for some of the people that live down there.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, we like to plug in Pawnees into my values because you can do that. We have mechanisms where we do that. We can plug Johnson, you know, and see just kind of where we compare, which is a good thing because then you know you're not. But there again, depending on what I raised them last year to compare to what somebody else raises them, when you think you raised them enough and then come to find out you probably should have raised them maybe. I mean, you have a range, you know, and I try to hit the midpoint, so.
Good.
Just wait and see.
Anything else? Jason, Galen? Didn't want to leave you out. So. All right, we will adjourn the Gage County Board of Equalization, 8:44.